time for the Friday edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher. My name is Casey. Got James and Chris. We're here with us from Porter Road. How we doing, guys?
Excellent. Happy it's Friday.
Amen. So here we are. Weekend's coming. I would say sometime in the next few hours, couple days, gonna be a whole lot of grills getting fired up all over town. Learned a lot this week, and one thing I want to talk about today. The grilling process is not just about getting stuff on the grill and getting it cooked. There are some things we can and probably need to do after the fact to kind of help us out there too. Is that right?
You got it. Yeah, once you got your preparations down, once you got your tips and tricks and you've mastered the actual being over the grill and the cooking of the meats, it's not over. There's still more.
There's still more to make your meal as epic as possible.
All right, so I'm bringing something off the grill. I mean, is there a good step
on your
one?
Clean tray that you brought out
right.
when you originally went along with your three beers?
So then we get stuff off the grill, got it on the clean tray. What do I need to be doing?
All right, so first things first, we look and analyze our meat. If it's a giant hunk of meat or a small piece of meat, no matter what, you want to let your meat rest.
So what that meat has been doing, you've been roasting it over a hot fire for a long time, and it's full of all this moisture in there, and all those things are just going crazy.
Molecules are bouncing around. They're going crazy.
If you cut into that meat right away, you're basically opening the door and saying, get out of here. All the moisture, all the flavor, everything just kind of rushes out.
All the stuff that you spent time trying to get into the meat, you're actually just chasing it right out.
You got it.
Okay.
Yep.
So you got to be patient. You got to take some time. And the bigger the piece of meat, the more that's going on, so the more you have to let it rest. So a simple steak, you know, you need at least a few minutes. You don't want to let it sit there for 30 minutes because then you're going to have a cold, overcooked piece of meat. So depending on what size it is, steak, couple minutes, anything beyond that, you know, like a Bavette steak, which is a little thicker, you're going to go like 5-10 minutes. And then you go into like brisket, anything you cook for a very long time, you want to let rest for, you know, half an hour or so.
Okay.
If it is a high heat grill thing, you just want to let it be. You don't want to tent it. You don't want to put it under anything. If it's a slow smoke all day type of stuff, you can keep it wrapped and just let it sit there and hang out.
Okay.
But letting it rest before you slice it is going to ensure that more of the juices stay in the piece of meat and less on the cutting board.
And then I would imagine, too, and I'm glad you mentioned slicing the meat. I'm going to imagine there are probably a way or ways that are better when you start slicing the meat, things you need to know about when you're actually cutting it and preparing it.
Absolutely. And that Bavette that we keep on referencing is one of those that's perfect for that, because you can actually see the muscle grains there, mm-hmm. the strands. And what you want to do is you always want to cut against that grain. So you'll okay. see the way that the muscles are built in, and you can actually get more familiarized with it before the meat goes on the grill. And then just kind of...
Yeah, it's a little more prominent. It's easier to see before when it's in the raw state.
Mm-hmm.
So what Chris is referring to is the grain or the fibers. So muscles are a bunch of little ropes.
Yes. Sorry.
Bound together. So what we do as cooks and what we do as culinarians is try to figure out ways that we can be lazy as humans. So what we're trying to do is make our jaw work less and be able to extract the nutrients from that meat as easy as possible.
And flavors.
So that's originally why we started cooking things. It's easier for our bodies to digest. So that's why we cooked it. And then we figured out, well, this tastes really good. I'm going to char it up even more. So what we do with that is, okay, once we're done cooking, how can I continue to make it easier on my jaw? So we're going to look for those muscle fibers, and then we're actually going to slice through them with our knife. So we're going to go perpendicular against the grain with all of the meat that we cut to ensure that we can be lazy and our jaw doesn't hurt after we chew a piece of meat.
So you're shortening those fiber strands further with your knife before your teeth even kick in and start doing their job.
Okay. So in going against the grain, literally, you're helping your teeth. Is when it comes to the chewing and the actually getting it in you part.
Yes, so people who have made this mistake probably know exactly what I'm talking about. And skirt steak is my personal favorite for this, because everybody knows what a skirt steak's like. It's a really long, rectangular piece of meat. And what you want to do is right when it hits the cutting board, you just want to go along it. But that's actually the wrong way to cut a skirt steak. You should take that long piece of meat and cut it into about 3 long pieces and then slice against the grain. So next time you make fajitas and you cook a skirt steak like that from porterroad.com, it will be the most delicious, wonderful thing, and you will be thanking us, and you can, you know, reach out to us and let us know.
Guys, this has been a great week. I know we're going to get back together on Monday, but this has been great. I've already learned a lot. I'm excited about the weekend. And I'm sure our listeners are too. And if you're just joining us, if you've missed a couple of shows this week, or you want to go back and learn from these guys again, go to lightning100.com/grilling. Of course, you can go to porterroad.com and see why they say meat that's raised better tastes better.